Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, have you loved the Lord?
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'd like to pray over the service. Father, we thank you for divine revelation, divine inspiration. Father, we thank you that the Holy Ghost is the revealer of truth, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We yield to him on purpose. Yea. Embrace the grace. You will run your race, and the glory will shine out your face, and all your fasts shall be erased. So sit down at the master's table. Eat heartily, it'll make you stable. In the things of God you shall learn. In your heart the word shall burn. Yea, so step into heaven's flow. I'll teach you things you don't know and cause you to grow. And in your face shall glow. So rejoice in the Lord of hosts. I shall rebaptize you with the fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. You can go ahead and be seated. I got about a 21-week seminar. I'm going to preach in about 45 minutes. Isn't God good?
Yes.
One lady said, "What kind of preacher are you?" I said, "I'm a good one." But I'm a Holy Ghost tongue-talking, sin-filled. I'm a word of faith preacher.
Amen.
Huh? I believe that God is good. The devil's mean. Most of your kin folks are in between. Y'all don't get out much, do y'all? I'm gonna say some things that's absolutely going to change the direction of your life.
Amen.
This is theology, but I believe that God has held back revelation knowledge for the end time.
Amen.
Divine secrets.
Amen.
Divine secrets. There's about, 15 to 20, depending on how you count, mysteries in the New Testament. Paul said, "I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed." That sounds like a word for the nursery. Work with me, people. Don't make me come out there. So we're going to talk about secrets, divine secrets. The Bible said you pray in tongue. You actually download divine secrets, supernatural mysteries. There's three important scriptures I want to quote today. But we want to start off slow because I want to share with you that in these mysteries, the Bible said had the devil had known, he'd have never crucified the Lord of glory.
Amen.
So this mystery, some of them have been hid from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Big part of our ministry is an area of helping people to mature. And so we have our work cut out for us. Not in this area, way up north. And so a lot of babies in the body of Christ, but they all moved up north. Divine secret. If I say divine secret, the word is mysterion, our mysteries. The first one I want to quote is in Genesis 8:22. Now I'm going to say a lot of things you hadn't heard, and what people are not up on, they're usually down on. Preachers has almost ruined the seed message.
Amen.
Always connected it to money. Now 2 Corinthians 9 says it is money, but seeds is everything.
Yeah.
It's every word, it's every thought, it's every action. If you do nothing except lay on the couch, you'll grow a seed potato. A couch potato. I'm getting back on the platform. And so we're going to talk about something, and I want to encourage you. Had the devil had known, he'd never crucified the Lord of glory. So God didn't hide secrets from us. He hid them for us. Not from us, but for us. Can you imagine in 1850, you walking up to an Indian, sending a smoke signal, and you walk up to him and say, "Hey, dude, let's just FaceTime these people." They wouldn't have a clue. And so God has hid in the scripture divine deposits of secret. Deuteronomy 29:21 says this. He said, secret things belong to the Lord. But those things that are revealed, those things that are revealed belong to you, or belong to us, that we may walk in the word. You can't walk in something you don't see.
Right.
You can't walk it. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And so God's going to reveal things that's beyond normal. Is that all right?
Yeah.
He's going to stretch you and empower you with revelation knowledge, because that's what he builds the church on. The gates of hell cannot prevail. Most churches are built on mental knowledge. I'm going to say something you've probably never heard before. The Bible written is logos. Faith don't come from logos. Faith comes by rhema. There's certain words that are continual, like hearing, hearing, and hearing. Or renewing, renewing. It's not just one thing, it's a constant. Moses beheld his glory. We are beholding his glory. You'll never mature unless you understand how to divide yourself, spirit, soul, and body. You'll never mature unless you learn spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is already pure, righteous, and holy. Now your flesh, well, it needs work. Huh? I said, huh? And so we're going to talk some things that are the high quality. Who wrote the book of Genesis? Moses. Moses wasn't there. So he could only write what God told him. One of the first odd statements that is made in Genesis is there's no man to till the ground. Yeah. Now that's kind of odd. Yeah. But the whole physical realm was made for man. Not angels, not demons, man. He said there's no man to till the ground. Then he took man out of the ground. Yeah. We're going to talk about the mystery of seed and the mystery of ground. Now there's about 15 to 20 mysteries, and I want to touch some of them. The mystery of redemption, the mystery of identification. Christ didn't die for you, he died as you. Work with me, people. He died as you. As far as he's concerned, you died at Calvary, you rose on the third day, and your spirit right now is seated in heavenly places. Huh? So the ministry of identification, the mystery of circumcision. What's the mystery of circumcision? The Bible says Christ is our circumcision. Yeah. Yeah. What's that mean? Well, see, in the new birth, the sword of the Spirit cut you open, circumcised you, opened you up, took out your old human spirit and put a brand new spirit.
That's right.
Not a used demon, not a recycled angel. He put the Spirit of Christ in you.
Yeah.
If your spirit is not righteous and holy and pure, God couldn't live there.
That's right.
Huh? So we have a platform to launch from is purity, holiness. Come on, somebody. And so in the ground, God put Adam in that garden on the sixth day just before dark. The sixth day. That's prior to the Sabbath. He met the need before there was a need. Full supply before the need ever came. Now, the ground, everything above ground came out of the ground. Every animal, every tree, every bird, every plant, man came out of the ground. God has never made another cow. Cows make cows. People make people. Trees make trees. He put in you the power to procreate. Now, so every woman that's ever been born already has all the children inside of her she needs. All she's waiting on is a seed. A catalyst. But the seed has to die. The reason most Christians do not enjoy prosperity, they don't let the seed die. Before resurrection, something has to die. Before resurrection, something has to die. It has to die by you turning loose of it. Cast your bread on the water, and then go hunting for it. No, it'll find you. It'll find you. But you have to take all the strings attached. So we quoted Genesis 8:22. Seed time and harvest. The whole purpose. Now, see, you can have a well-known preacher and still be wrong. There's well-known preachers that think, Genesis 8:22, 120 years is how long man can live. That's not true. That's not true. Let me tell you what it means. God gave Noah 120 years to repent. The whole purpose of Noah was to save seed alive. Well, let me back up. Some of y'all are still yawning. So when God made all the animals, he brought them to Adam to see what Adam would call them. Could he have named them? Sure. I have an 11-year-old granddaughter. When she was 6 years old, I watched her play T-ball. I could hit that ball further and faster than her. But I enjoy getting more joy watching her do it. God enjoys watching you name your own seed. God enjoys. So John 15 says this way. If you want to glorify your Father, you bear much fruit. So when he brought the animals to Adam, He said, dog. When he said that, it put in the dog what everything it takes to make a dog. If he said hot dog, he'd be eating a sandwich. Come on, people. So words are extremely important. It carries and puts in and creates and frames your future. Huh? And so the devil knows about seeds. We'll talk about seeds and we'll talk about ground. The devil knows. Actually, a faith fight is a seed fight. So Satan sows tares. He sowed tares into Eve, into her ground. She produced fruit, a failure. Then, after mankind fell, now man has a conscience. Before the fall, he didn't have a conscience. He didn't need a conscience. A conscience tells you right from wrong. Even sinners know right from wrong. So now we have a conscience to deal with. If you're not careful sometimes, your own conscience will condemn you, but God is greater than your conscience. Huh? I said, huh? And so what did God turn to? When all humanity is hanging in the balance, he turned to a seed. He said, devil, you'll bruise his heel, but the seed of a woman going to slap you and make you like it. So God has confidence in seed. So he planted one seed, and millions and millions and millions of Christians have come up from one seed. It, listen, a small seed can meet great need. I thought that was good. So here we come along, and the first two seed, Cain and Abel, and Cain killed Abel, and Cain's blood cried out from the ground. From the ground. Sin affected the ground. Sin affected the ground. It was not meant for the ground to take so long to produce seed. It should be seed time and harvest. But in our situation now, since we live in a temporary, fallen, cursed earth, it seems like it takes a long time. But the more mature you become, it shortens the time. I've done got your offering. And so the ground actually cursed Cain, not God, the ground. The ground quit producing for him. The Bible said that Cain left the presence of God. God didn't leave him. God was merciful to him. And so we jump over to Noah's day, 120 years, just to save seed alive. Now, I wouldn't have done it that way. I'd have got me some fresh dirt, made me a new G.I. Jane and G.I. Joe, and start all over again. But God's ways are seeds. You may not like it. So we jump over to Mark chapter 4. I'm just going to quote it. And Mark 4, Matthew 13, and Luke 8. All talks about, if you don't understand this parable, you don't know nothing about the Bible. The most important parable Jesus ever spoke was the parable of the sower sowed the word. He said, they said, why do you talk in parable? He said, it's given unto you to know the mysteries. You and I should know the mysteries. Christians should know the mysteries. Yet, in the mystery of the rapture, 75% of the church world don't believe in it.
Brother Dale, I just don't believe in the rapture.
Just stay here and tribulate. Heft yourself, darling. I'm going out on the first busload. Huh? When that trump sounds, you can mow my grass, you can cut my tree, I'm out of here. They call us crazy, they call us nuts, but one day they'll call us gone. So this world's not our home. We're just passing through. And so the big problem in Noah's day was the Nephilim. Noah was the only family left on the planet. One family left whose family's DNA was not affected by the Nephilim. One family. That's it. Just one. Huh? Just one. Noah preached 120 years and nobody repented. I bet his offerings were huge. 120 years. Huh? And it killed almost all the Nephilim. Somehow or another, some of them survived or something. The Bible don't tell it. But then they wound up 400 years in Egypt. Why? Because of mingled seed. Amorites, Hittites, and all the mosquitoites. They begin to marry into them. Mingled seed. So when he brought them out, he would have took them straight through 11 days took 40 years because they wasn't willing to fight. Whether you like it or not, there's a fight to this. There's a fight of faith. Yeah? So it took 40 years because they was trained as slaves for 400 years. When you're a slave, your daddy's a slave, your grandpa's a slave, you think slave. They thought free. Free melons, free leeks, free cucumbers. Honey, we're getting back to that in our generation.
That's true.
This is the only generation that checks their $1,000 iPhone for the food stamp account. I think I'll put you over here a while. So I rang them out. And for now, listen, miracles will supersede sowing and reaping. But God never intended you to live on miracles. Miracles are bailouts. We all need them from time to time, but they're bailouts. And so he brings them over into the land, to the land of promise, the holy land, the land of promise, the land, supernatural mystery of ground, where it should just flow like milk and honey. Takes the struggle out of it. But for 40 years, their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. And they griped. Honey, what's for supper? What's for supper? Baked barbecue bowl, but manna. It's going to be manna. How come no raspberry banana? How come no cherry manna? How come no banana manna? He didn't want them staying there. He wanted to head them towards the promised land, to where every individual had their own land and they could determine their own future by sowing and reaping. Yeah. God wants to wean you off of have to have a miracle. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Over to a place where it just flows like milk and honey, where you draw out of the land. Because now the land inside of you is your new born again spirit. It has all the supply you'll ever need. But it comes through sowing and reaping. So why do Christians don't receive on their giving like they should? Because they have strings attached. You have to give with a pure heart. No alternative motive. No special treatment. I'll give that church $1,000 and I went over, they wouldn't let me sing. We heard you. You can't sing. Sit down. We did you a favor by not embarrassing your stinking self. And so he brings them over to promised land. Well, there's giants over there. It was their assignment to kill giants. The leftover Nephilim, the most famous was Og and Goliath, called the mingled seed. And so it took God 2,000 years to straighten out the seed. Do you understand most of the Bible was written by murderers? Moses, David, Paul, all murderers. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. God just kept on working. Seed time and harvest. Huh? Now, I wish Noah would have left off ticks and chiggers. I believe they have a special place in the lake of fire. Over your Bible to Mark chapter 4, please. Mark chapter 4. If I say, I love Brother Dale. Well, that's kind of weak, but I'm going to take that as a yes. Look at verse 10, Mark 4 and 10. He said unto them, it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them, others, in parable. See, they might not see. Hear, they might not understand. The biggest way the devil steals the word from you, he can't stop the word. He can't stop it from working. But his biggest arm of theft is not understanding. His second arm of theft is offenses. His third arm of theft is unforgiveness. His fourth arm of theft is deceitfulness of riches. Don't make me give you an illustration. How many of you ever seen a bull fight? How many of you ever seen a bull? A bull fight. All that dumb bull knows, he thinks that's his enemy. That can't hurt him. But if it gains his focus, all the devil has is the ability to grab your focus until you wear yourself out, and then fiery darts will take that bull home. So he's sowing seed the same way. He believes in seed. God believes in seed. And guess what? You're the ground. Your ground is non-discriminatory. It's non-biased. Now see, I identify as trans-slender. Work with me, faithful. But you can put lipstick on a man in a skirt, but he's still a man. So we're living in a time of mingled seed and perversion and perverted thinking, calling evil good and good evil. So all the devil has is a counter of what God has. But it's time for the church to stand up and be salty, know who we are, what we have, and what we can do. The devil's actually afraid of you. The devil's actually afraid of you. I said the devil is actually afraid of you. Now here's something serious. Jesus said only one out of four is going to hear this and bring it to fruit. Let me give you a gold nugget. This is profound. You can only plant seed out of fruit you bear. If you give any other motive, it didn't come out of fruit. An apple sows seed in the fruit it bears. So if it's the wrong motive, it won't come back to you. I thought that was good. The Lord taught me something a few years ago. I was probably 30 years ago. He said, I want you to give $10,000. I said, to this ministry. I said, really? Took me 7 years. You know how many times I tried to talk myself out of it? You know how many times I said, well, you have a ministry too. You know what it is to get $10,000 out of a ministry? It's called a miracle. Every church in America wants prosperity. They just don't want you to come out and preach on it.
Come on, right.
And so 7 years went by. Well, I don't know how long I'm playing that. He said, I want you to give another $10,000. I said, again? First took me 7 years. This took me 7 months.
All right.
Went on. $10,000 again. Took me 7 minutes. Now it won't take me 7 seconds. What happened? As you mature, the seed time. Actually, Jesus got instant, because it's time. See, nobody's born full grown. Amen. Seeds do not have to take seed growing lessons. Ground doesn't have to go, oh, I need to go to college, learn what ground produces. Everything you need is already in the ground. This carpet, these shoes, everything came out of the ground. How do you like my pretty red coat? 5 years ago, my wife was going to give it to the Goodwill. I just took the cleaner and started all over again. It's 30 years old. I'm a Jew. Just keeps on going. He said here in Mark chapter 4. Now, this is in three of the Gospels. Mark chapter 4, he said, well, let's read. I'm showing y'all kind of looking like I just got off the bus. If I say I love Brother Dale. Well, let's get a little more enthusiasm. He said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and those that are wayside are here that come with the devil and take away the seed that was sown. The wayfarer seed, I'm going to name the four. Wayfarer, then it's stony, then it's thorny, then it's good. Wayfarer, they hear a sermon, but they're not even hungry enough to even come back that night. I remember several years ago, Mark might have been there. I was at Gleason Revival Center. And I was fixing preaching, I was up there, and some lady over here, she was a beefy sister. I mean, she's a beefy sister. She said, she's Pentecostal. She said, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to lay down my cigarettes. I'm going to put Budweiser away here. I'm going to quit watching HBO. I'm going to serve God. We started a revival that night. She never came back near night. She got her shout in on my time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Am I preaching the truth? Yeah. Well, for time's sake, you go down to there and it says, for the earth bears fruit of itself. Yeah. Now get this. The earth bears fruit, verse 27, 28, bears fruit of herself. The earth knows how to bear fruit. Yeah. If we'll keep the weeds out. Because everything is in competition for your heart. Because by God's design, you're designed to produce what you want. It's already in you. Just like every resource says, oil comes from dinosaurs. Are you goofy? So God piled up a bunch of dead dinosaurs in Arabia so we could have oil. No, he put the oil there. But you've got to dig it out. He put the gold, you've got to dig it out. And so the earth bears fruit of herself. Notice it calls the earth her. See, the word Trinity is not in the Bible, but the word Godhead is.
Yes.
And so God is all masculine, but he's also feminine. Right. Where do you think women come from? Sears Roebuck catalog? They come out of God. So the Holy Ghost is the more like the feminine side. He's the producer. He's the birther. Yeah. Matter of fact, I get on to another show. I had to watch. I get on another trail. 12:28. Corinthians 12:28. It said, God put first apostle, second prophet, third teacher. Then he said, diversities of tongues. If you look at word of, it means offspring. So apostles are birthed. Preachers are birthed. Whatever you do is birthed. That went on real good. So we're glad I don't need to be elected. And so he said, stony, a wayfarer, a few who don't even care enough to come back. Then there's stony. It is amazing how people get offended so easy.
There you go.
I went over and he shook my hand. Let me be nice. Be nice. You need to grow up. The whole world does not rotate on your halo. I'm sorry. The biggest idol worship in the church is people's feelings. And so our songs in most churches up north, I'm so tired and so weary, rusted, busted, and disgusted. And they'll just amen you. Oh, brother, I'm there now. The sadder you can sing it, the better they like it.
Right.
Now, we sit here and laugh, but watch this. The mystery of the body of Christ. Not discerning the Lord's body. What does that mean? Not discerning the Lord's body. If you don't have in gifted teachers, you see, the fivefold ministry, no one ministry can do it all. We don't have it all. And you can sow seeds ignorantly. And so this last year, I've lost two or three good friends that went to church for 40 years, yet believed goofy. They believed. One of them called and said, I've got this tumor. Won't you pray? He said, well, but you understand, if the Lord wants to heal me, he can heal me. Or if he wants to take me, he can take me. Dude, you're going to die.
Yeah.
There's no faith in that.
Huh?
All right, so even though he'd been going to church for 40 years, he hadn't been exposed to a good word of faith preacher, or he wouldn't believe that mess.
Yeah.
Then he come off with, well, you know, the Lord. When they talk like that, you know you're in for it.
Yeah.
The Lord. In his divine wisdom.
Yeah.
Mysterious ways. You know, their Lazarus was sick for his glory. Well, let's just load you up with lockjaw and hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
See how you like it. And see what you learn from it.
Yeah.
Now, see, the Holy Ghost is the teacher.
Yeah.
But if you're not exposed to a right kind of good teacher, come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And you can sow seeds ignorantly and not know it.
Yeah.
Now, this previous year, October 20th, we had five pastors come together. It was preach revival in McAllister, Oklahoma. They invited me to be the guest speaker. Great wise men. So on a Monday night, it was my night to preach. And we are shucking the corn. Man, we're under a tent. That's my stomping ground. Well, at 8:30, I had a massive heart attack. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. If you're going to have a heart attack, have it while you're preaching. Yeah. Let me teach you something. Let me help you. The anointing I carry isn't for me. The water for the hole goes to the hole. It's not for the hose. It's for the garden. So Catherine Kuhlman had a heart attack. Kathy Hagin had a stent put in. R.W. Shenlock. I can name Jesse DeFlanders. Kenneth Copeland has a pacemaker. Why? It's our lifestyle. We don't eat before we preach. Then we get through preaching at 9 to 10 o'clock at night. We're hungry. And go straight to bed. Y'all heard Jimmy Dean sausage? I put him out of bed in it. My custom for 52 years is I eat a late breakfast. That way I fast one meal a day.
Come on now.
So I eat about 11 o'clock breakfast. Well, sausage. I've eaten more hogs than you can count. Well, it caught up with me. I didn't realize I was trying to do something right by fasting. Huh? And I didn't have 10%, 50%, 100%. Dr. Wiles in Tulsa. Now, if you're going to have a heart attack, have it 2 miles from the hospital. Yeah. 2 miles from the hospital with a whirlybird helicopter. But as I left the tent, it came out of my spirit. I was going home. I thought I got too hot. I didn't even know I had any heart issues. And the Lord, I heard he said, take me to the hospital. So he took me to the hospital 2 miles away. My driver, my nephew was driving. As he got out of the vehicle, I said, run, don't walk. That's odd to say it. Run. I got inside. Within 2 minutes, I died. They gave me 200 volts. Didn't faze me. They gave me 300 volts. And I remember, Sister Phyllis, I looked up and there's a woman on top of me. I thought, what's this woman doing on top of me? Where am I at? It's strange to see a dark-haired woman staring down at you. Well, I didn't realize it. Dying is just like falling asleep.
That's right.
There wasn't even no sting to it.
Right.
I never had any pain. Never took a pain pill. They flew me to Tulsa. Next morning, my wife came in, caught me eating breakfast. She left and I ate a hamburger. It takes a while to unwind. Now I eat oatmeal and frosted flakes and they're great. Change your diet. So you can sow bad seeds and not even know it.
Yeah.
Until something happened, you get to, what is that? You try to figure it out. So you are in charge of your own future.
Amen.
You're in charge. I said, you're in charge. So thorny ground is competition. Competition. Everything today is trying to get your focus.
Yes. Huh? Mm.
In that, in the thorny ground, persecution and affliction come for the word's sake. Y'all know this, but the secret is you cannot let it contaminate your ground. Because once you get offended, I believe Psalm 119, 165 says, those that love the word have great peace will not be offended. You have to choose right now. You'll never, ever be offended. If someone offends you, it's because you give them the authority. Are you with me? And so you have to learn to protect your ground. My time's running short. I got to hurry. Let's do it carefully. We started in a garden. In the new verse, he didn't put us back in the garden. He put the garden inside of you.
Yeah.
What do you tell Adam? Guard your garden.
Yeah.
You have to guard your garden. Because it'll produce anything you put in. It'll produce cartoons, Tupperware, yard sales. Now, you full of something. I can listen to you talk and tell you what you're full of. You tell me. So in John 5, I believe 5:18, it talks about he that's born of God keeps himself, guards himself. And the wicked one touches him not. That's reading Satan couldn't get anything on Jesus. There's nothing in him. In other words, a believer, because he's the sample son, a believer can model after him and keep his heart pure, and Satan can't even get at you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I can tell you if you're worried, if you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
But Megan, I got a bad report, got cancer. I'm believing God for healing. No, you're not. You have angst in your voice.
That's right.
Was it Shiloh Full Gospel Church? 2 days ago, 3 days ago, lady sitting right back there, 30 days ago, she came to Mountain Grove, Calvary Temple. They didn't have no money. Her niece is diagnosed with brain cancer. Can't live. She's going to die. They cut off her skull just back together because she's going to die anyhow. They came and slept on the floor, had no money, came to Calvary Temple that night. We prayed for her. 30 months later, she's still healed of brain cancer, got all of her hair back, and all the doctor can say is, somebody fair likes you.
Yeah.
The doctor that worked on me and put a stent in my heart, he said, I said, thank you for saving my life. He said, boy, I didn't save your life. He said, God, he's told me 5 different times that God saved my life.
Yeah.
So evidently, God's not true.
Yeah.
I've been dead 3 times. The angels nicknamed me Boomerang. Just keep coming back. So my little granddaughter, she said, Poppy, a cat has 9 lives. You only got 6 left. The lady that does my hair, cuts my hair, she said, of course, that's where I've been, because I'm going to Canada here. When I come and give a haircut, she said, where you been this time? I said, I haven't been a while. I said, I had a heart attack. I said, I told her about the diet. She said, I died. She said, well, isn't that kind of your thing? Well, I'm not sure, but I'm still here. Now, what I want to get to you is I have done this for 52 years. And I'm amazed at Christians that let the devil rob them.
Right.
If God puts you in this house, he's planted you. This is part of your ground.
Yeah.
When he brought them over to the holy land or holy ground, he gave everybody a partial. Now, the whole kingdom of God is ground. But you also have a partial of ground.
Yeah.
And if they messed up, lost it, gambled it, whatever, in 50 years they got it back. Huh? If you mess up, if you repent, you get your dirt back.
Did he just call us a dirt bag?
Well, kinda. God put everything in Christ, then he put it in you. And so this treasure box is for us to draw out of. And so let's go to Hebrews. I want to show you this real quick. We need to hurry and meet the Baptists in the cafeteria. You know how them Baptists are. They love to eat. Are you in Hebrews?
Yes.
Look at verse, I believe it's Hebrews 12 and 15. He said, looking diligently, the word diligent is the word we hit when we like dig for gold. Diligently. At least any man fail of the grace of God, at least any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and there are many be defiled. Here you say, here you are born again, spirit-filled, talking tongue, somebody offends you, you start off with unforgiveness, got your feelings hurt, but if you nurse that, it'll turn into bitterness and absolutely poison your own ground. You'd be surprised. How many people walk around with resentment and things of their childhood and things that they won't turn loose? Hosea said to plow up the fallow ground. We ought to protect our ground. Can I have just a little extra time? I come a long way to hear me preach. When I was in Nova Scotia last fall, people came from Newfoundland. Newfoundland, Newfoundland. 7-hour ferry, 3-hour drive, came every night. I don't know if they stayed or what. That's a long, hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry. Wow. Hunger shall be filled.
Yeah.
Hunger keeps your heart tender.
Yeah.
Well, say something dynamic, something profound. You ready for something profound?
Yeah.
Grumbling and griping waters the seed of unbelief. It's the language of the devil. So seeds have to die. Now let me teach you something. When you plant a seed, it always comes back in a different form. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. A corn cob has somewhere between 500 and 800 kernels. If you're trying to find a watermelon by looking at a watermelon seed, you'd never find it. It always comes back in a different form. You plant an acorn and get an oak tree, but your harvest from the oak tree might be a baseball factory.
Right. That's right.
To vex bats.
That's good.
That's right. Or a log cabin. Yeah. Or toothpicks. You plant corn, you might get a cornbread factory.
Come on.
See, you got to recognize your harvest. See, our job is to sow the seed.
Yes.
To water it. How do you water seed? How do you water God's seed? By thanksgiving and praise and worship. You water your own seed, and then when it shows up, you've got to put in the sickle.
Yeah.
I had three warehouses at one time, fed to four. And one lady came in one day and said, "We got shelves full of food." She said, "What? Y'all don't cook it?" "I'll cook it. See me in the back." It is amazing how our perverse generation, you mark my word, these people that are protesting, burn down villages, are not thankful for nothing. They've lost their thanksgiving. So thanksgiving and worship waters the seed. Paul plants, Apollos waters. God gives it. Our part is to plant, to water, and to harvest. Have you ever seen corn go jump in a barn? How about a cow milk herself? No. See, we're lacking on harvesting. One kid going to Bible college said, "Professor, I don't understand. I'm believing God to meet my needs, and I'm going hungry, and all I get is job offers." You need to read the book of Job. Read the book of Job. I know it's Job. Read the book of Job. There's prosperity in labor. But if you don't recognize your harvest, now in closing, my first final closing, I have 17 or 18 of them. This body will go back to dirt. You'll sow it mortal, come up immortal. Jesus' body, when he came out of the grave, looked different. Mary, suppose he was a gardener. Wonder why. Well, have you ever seen a police officer in a uniform? You know he's a police officer. He was dressed like a gardener. Now let me ask you a question you can't answer. Makes me look like I'm real smart. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. But what about Everlasting Father? One of Jesus' titles is named Everlasting Father. Why would we call Jesus Everlasting Father? Because Adam was the first father of humanity. Jesus is the last father of creation called Christians. He's the last Adam. He fixed what Adam messed up. One lady said to me, said, "Where would you men be without us women?" I said, "We'd be in the garden." Now don't call your wife a heifer. Don't not on the Sabbath. Wait till Monday. But I don't know how y'all believe. If you don't believe like I do, repent. God will forgive you. But we came out of a garden. Now the garden's in us. And guess what? In the new renovated earth, it's gonna be like a garden. God is a great gardener. That's the reason the two men on Emmaus didn't recognize Jesus. Yeah. He had a glorified body. He'd come back in a different form. And when you sow a seed, can I help you? Can I really help you?
Yeah,
let's say I'm real nice to him. I'm real nice. Yeah. But he's been ugly to me. Ugly. I sowed niceness, but I didn't get it from him. I got it from him. Don't look to the church as your source. Don't look to people as your source. Don't look to that person as your source. You just sow it. It may come back over here. If you do, you pull strings and pull your own seed up. You ought to thank me. That'll help a bunch of you. You don't have to get it back to the same person. Cast it on the water. God will get it back to you. Amen? Did y'all get anything today? Defiled. Don't let the devil trick you by poisoning your own seed. Now I'm just going to quote this last one. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Be rooted. Now, when's the last time you said that in public? Y'all, bye, y'all be rooted. See, we don't use that phraseology. What's that mean? It means let the tentacles of your faith go down in the resources of the new birth and bring up everything God's provided. So while I was dead, I was only dead for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes this last time. Well, you have to differentiate. First time I did for 12 hours. And so, but there I was. I had perfect peace. I wasn't scared. Excuse me, King James. I wasn't affrighted. My wife and Hall talking in tongues. Everybody heard. We wasn't ashamed. No. Never once thought I was going to pass or go. I'm not done. So what did I do? I pulled up what's been in me for years. If it's not there, you can't pull it up. And a lot of people are trying to sow fruit that they didn't produce. If it don't come out of love, it don't matter. It ain't going to work. Love has to be the fruit that the seeds comes out of. And the seeds you sow is not for you, it's for other people. Apple tree don't eat its own apples. See, I'm a lot smarter than you think. I have a PhD. Pretty hairdo. I'm getting back on the platform. Last year, I was over here at Lynnville in a Methodist church. Me in a Methodist church. We start over again there tonight and go for about 4 or 5 days. But it was over there last year. And we had a young girl get saved or something and put a clip on. I got more criticism. People call me a circus. Call me a charlatan. Call me a fake. One guy called me an old Elvis. I didn't mind that one too bad. But the world is mean. The world is mean. They're mean. And I'm closing. I'm truly closing. There is a supernatural hate for Israel. There's a supernatural hate for Donald Trump. You can see demonic activity on the evening news. We're in a time of perverse like never before. That's called the law, the mystery of the law of iniquity. It's the mystery of iniquity comes just before the rapture. Huh? The law, the mystery of iniquity is lawlessness. If people can criticize Holy Ghost people and never blink their eyes. Lawlessness. But we're going to shine. I'm going to be the one out of the four. I'm going to produce fruit. I'm going to be an open fruit stand. I thought that was good. Just don't touch my melons. That didn't come out right. It got good. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. Give the Lord a good praise, everybody.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.